I like the drinking of the tea. It's like a radio show.
Feels like a real podcast.
Yeah, like professionals.
Only people could see me drinking.
Exactly. YouTube, watch out. We're coming for you next. All right, episode 4. We thought for today's episode, we'd maybe do a little bit less chatting about us specifically and talking about creativity as a whole, right? And what is creativity? How does that work? And specifically, I think what might be an interesting question for both of us to answer would be the process of creation, right? As soon as we get an assignment, dare I say, 3, 2, 1, go. What happens next, right?
Right.
Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think...
I mean, we're just going right into it here. No preamble, no...
Yeah,
no funny, fine. No funny Christmas present stories. We're just going straight in.
I think what you learn in this industry is the, and we've talked about this before, the idea that you have to learn to be creative while you're on a clock.
Yeah, it's weird.
Right? With timelines and everything else. And that's, I think, the one of the most challenging lessons to learn for people who are just getting started is okay, you've got to be creative. Ready, go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And well, we always say like... we always say around here, deadlines compel focus.
Yep, yep.
Which is absolutely true, both in any endeavor, I would say, right? Creative.
Yeah, I think a little bit of stress isn't necessarily a bad thing to help jumpstart the process, right? But I think, you know, to your point, both of us taught sort of adjunct professors for a while earlier in our careers, right? Teaching at finishing schools, creative circuits, things like that, right? And one of the things I used to tell, and I'm sure you used to tell your students as well, was sort of training your brain because creativity is not a light switch, right? And then all of a sudden you're out of school or you're in a job or whatever the case may be. And it's like, okay, boom, it's 8:30. Snap your fingers. Time to be creative. You know? And it's like, what? You know, like I have like total creative block. Like I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Right. So I guess along those lines, do you have thoughts on what you do to, you know, block the block, dare I say, right? To sort of work your way through creative block or starting a project in general. I mean, I think that because you're obviously a copywriter and I'm more on the doodling art director side, right? We probably approach these differently in terms of how to train our brain or how to work through the block differently, right?
Yeah, I think for, you know, it's a nice romantic notion to think that as a writer, I always have a pad or a notebook by my side on my bedside table. Mm-hmm. While I'm out hiking,
yeah,
you know, whatever. And oh my gosh, the inspiration just strikes and you jot it down and then you bring it into the office and go, oh, I've got a winner.
Yeah. You mean you don't do that? That's not a thing?
I would say over my career.
Has that ever happened?
Maybe once or twice.
Okay.
Maybe once or twice, but it's not the romantic, oh my gosh, I got a great idea in the middle of the night. It's like maybe I got sort of some sort of idea.
Okay.
But then it's come in the office and figure it out.
Flush it out.
And maybe you can remember it. But more often than not, it's...
okay, so there's no dry erase board in the shower. When boom, all of a sudden I got the greatest headline in the history of ever. Okay.
No, I've never written a headline shower door in the fog or like, you know, anything like that.
Yeah. Can't say that I've ever done that either. No logo design on the shower door, you know?
No, doesn't happen.
Maybe we should try that though.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do it.
I mean, one of these days. I don't know. Okay, keep going.
I record it, but I don't do that.
No one needs to see that. All right.
So no, but I think it's so for me, it's always okay, you get the assignment, right? Be it a detailed brief or just a client conversation, whatever the jumping off point is. And then from there, it's really about just starting to work and just starting to write, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we all know the idea that like, you're handed a blank page. That's the hardest part. The hardest part is starting anything. I don't care what it is that you're doing, but you've got this blank page in front of you. Well, for me, the easiest way to overcome that is knowing a bunch of garbage is going to come out of my head, but you always have to get through that to get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
But sometimes the good stuff comes out first. Like there's no real rhyme or reason to it.
Yeah.
But it's really just, for me, a matter of just starting. So I just start writing.
Okay.
It's not really stream of consciousness, although I guess sometimes that applies, but it's, hey, take an idea, right? Think about a germ of an idea and then try and write, if I'm writing headlines, it's then try and write, you know, 10 headlines around that one idea.
Yeah.
And then stop.
Yeah.
And then find another idea.
Yeah.
And then write 10 headlines, you know, and I don't analyze as I go. Yeah. I just start going.
Yeah,
to me, that's the that's the hardest part.
Well, one thing too that I've learned that is, I think, pretty kick-ass about your approach as well is not necessarily always sitting down and writing at a computer. It's old school pencil, pen, writing on a piece of paper, right? Which I always thought was pretty cool. And I don't know if that's just a byproduct of, you know, how long we've been doing it. You know what I mean? In terms of like, you know, we joke about not having the notebook, but, you know, versus just sitting at the blank, you know, Word doc, right? And trying to write amazing headlines. But
yeah, so. I don't know what that is either. I don't know if it feels more.
It's one idea per piece of paper. Just, I think it's cool.
Yeah. Like if we're doing ads, like a lot of times we'll sit down and like, I'm notorious for my stick figure drawings. Mm-hmm.
I love the doodles.
I draw my way out of a whatever. But
doesn't matter.
But yeah, just a single idea on a sheet of paper, killing trees.
Yeah.
But writing it out on pencil or whatever, the idea. And it's not crafting a headline, but it's just writing the idea for the headline on a piece of paper.
Well, I do think you bring up a really good point, though, that especially from a writing perspective, and here I am, the art guy talking about writing, but I think there is a dramatic difference in generating ideas versus crafting lines, right?
Right.
And what you mentioned in terms of like, what's the idea, right? And then, hey, get it out of your head. Write the idea, you know, get the idea out. Maybe write that forwards and backwards and left and right and upside down and backwards. But then put that on the side hatch and then generate another idea, right? Mm-hmm. And don't necessarily stress or worry about, is it the perfect headline? Is it the funniest headline? Was the grammar correct? Is it first person, third, you know what I mean? It's just about sort of generation of ideas, right?
I think, and that's another good point that you brought up, which is, you know, I think you're talking about writing, and I can talk a little bit about design. And,
yeah,
and what I mean
sure.
by that is that we're big believers in the ideas come from anywhere.
Totally.
And a headline comes from anywhere, or a logo idea comes from, like, it doesn't, I don't care where it comes from.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you're trying to service the idea or whatever that is.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I think if I'm going to brag for a second, I think you and I both do a good job. It's a good partnership in that we can both look at each other's work and help craft it and mold it together to the end, to get to the end result. But how do you, all right, you've got to do a logo for, a tree service.
Tree services.
Yeah. Where do you start? What's the first step?
Well, I think I agree fundamentally with what you said earlier in that, the hardest part is just the starting, right? Because the overthinking it can kind of, paralysis by analysis, that type of approach, right? So a lot of times it's, hey, you just got to get the obvious ones out, right? And I think over the however many years we've done it in logo reviews and things here, right? It's, all right, everybody, you know, here's the assignment. It's for a tree service. You know, everybody do your trees, get your trees out of the system, and then move on to something that starts to become more conceptual, right? I will say that designers do have the added benefit sometimes, because obviously we're sketching by hand, we're an illustrator, we're drawing digitally, we're doing all that kind of stuff, right? I will say that sometimes happy accidents occur as you're designing digitally, right? Mm-hmm. Unintended things of what you're trying to do, right? So those things kind of sometimes work their way in as well, which I've always kind of appreciated, right? But I think the process is just starting and going and then seeing, you know, and I'm the same way. Like I just kind of, make my canvas or my artboard gigantic and then just step and repeat and write and don't massage it. Don't spend like 6.5 hours, you know, trying to craft the perfect little such and such and whatever.
Right.
It's really more get the idea out. Who cares if your Bezier curves are correct or not, or the type is totally right yet, or if it's the right color or this or that, or whatever the case may be. It's generate the idea, generate the composition, the structure of the design, and then move on, right? And you can always go back. You know, the goal is to generate as many as you can, and then you start to filter, right? I think one thing, too, and we talked about deadlines compel focus, right? One thing that I think is really important, too, is to not just work on something forever from a creative process, right? Is, you know, focus, and I used to say this, actually, when I was teaching as well, it was... it's not about burning out and that sort of concept. It's, you know, it's don't just slog away at something for 10 hours straight, you know, 8 hours straight, whatever the case may be, is, hey, do an hour, 2 hours, laser focused, you know, chug your cup of coffee, get in, you know, rock as many ideas as you can and then get away from it.
Right.
Right. Right. Turn it off for a little bit, you know, come back the next day, you know, oh yeah, these ideas are totally awesome. Or, oh my God, these are terrible. Or, oh, I didn't really like this one yesterday, but now that I have clarity of thought, you know, I can massage this one into something else. So, so from a designer's perspective, you know, also too, it's, variety is the spice, right? So it's, you know, but if we're talking about tree services, for example, you also have to think about, you know, target audience and who it's going for, you know what I mean? And, you know, there's so many different design theories, methodologies, time periods, eras. Is it Swiss design? Is it Bauhaus? Is it, you know, what, I mean, we could list those things out forever, right? But it's, is it appropriate for the business?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think, you know, part of the process, if we're talking about creative process, and I'm kind of just going on and on and on here, but is, you say that, you know, the white piece of paper is the hardest place to start, right? For us, it's the same way. It's the white Illustrator doc, but it's, you almost want guardrails or frames around what you want, how you want to approach the design, right?
Right.
Because I think that helps spawn and generate ideas within that pool, within that bucket.
Right.
So.
Right. And then what we, generally what we do is we kind of get all those ideas out. And then, so you have this sort of big throw up of ideas, right? If you want to call it that. And then
it's just, it's prettier than that though.
It is prettier than that. It's a beautiful throw up.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful vomit of ideas. no, but then we get them all out on the table and then we sort of
lay them out on the conference table.
Through them and look through them. And a lot of times what we do is we don't try and identify out of the gate which ideas are the best. We start backwards and start to turn over stuff. And it's stuff that we know isn't going to make it through for whatever reason.
Totally.
And a lot of times for us, anyway, I don't know how it is for everybody else, but for us, it works really well to, hey, let's go ahead and turn over what we don't like.
Correct.
And then what we know is not going to make it. And that helps us kind of get down to a core set of ideas, logos, concepts, designs, whatever, that we feel are strong about moving them forward, and that's when we get in and then start to craft them.
Yeah.
And for me, that's when I get hung up on, should there be a comma? Should there be a period? Does it not have a period? Is there, you know, all the sort of nuances of language with regards to writing.
M dashes. Still confused by them.
Yeah.
No, but it's funny. We actually guide clients on that as well.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times a logo presentation, it's especially for a round one, we're picking on logos today because it's easy to pick on, but you know, it's, hey, the goal for round one is a nice shotgun approach of a lot of different things, right? One toe in a lot of different pools, right? And sometimes it's hard to pick that one or two or three that you like. And sometimes it's easier to just turn those pieces of paper over. This one's not going to work, you know, and start you know, thinning the herd, dare I say.
Right? Yeah. And, and generally speaking, to that end, and I think the reason that we do that oftentimes is because we generally try and over deliver, meaning a first round, again, we'll stick with logos, but like a first round logo presentation with us, we're not going to show you three logos.
Yeah.
Here they are. We've crafted them meticulously and here they are. Pick A, B, or C.
Yeah, correct.
We enjoy when clients are part of the process and helping sort of develop. So you're going to see more, and it's therefore it is a little bit overwhelming. It's like, oh my gosh, where do I start? Well, the easiest place to start often is by turning over things that you know aren't going to make it through.
Agreed. Agreed. Is there a different process from a writing perspective for different types of writing assignments? Like, you know, big, dare I say, like ad campaign versus a different type of writing assignment and whatnot? I mean, is the idea, is the generation of ideas differently? Because I'm sitting here thinking about, we've just been picking on logos.
Yeah.
But from a designer, from an art director perspective, you know, designing brand standards, logos, you know, brochures, sometimes even ads, the process can actually be pretty similar.
I would say the process for me, for writing different types of things is always the same. Just meaning you just kind of start and go. The difference is when you're doing like, okay, let's say I've got a set of headlines to write for a chicken company or something like that. Then you're spending an hour writing lines that are a bit irreverent. Then tone comes into play.
Sure.
It's, okay, I'm going to write an hour's worth of, you know, a little bit of sarcasm, a little bit of irreverence, but then I'm going to do, oh, nope, now I'm going to do a pretty straightforward, you know, line. So that's when it, but generally speaking, the approach is really often the same, which is just start, here's the assignment.
It's interesting.
Just start going.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, that ties in perfectly to sort of our approach to business in general, though, is just ready, go.
Yeah. Start going.
Like start going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. So.
All right.
And scene. Anything else on the creative process?
I don't think so. I mean, that's the very top line
Yeah.
process, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, I think the wrap up is don't be afraid to start. I mean, just go, and don't stress about trying to craft the perfect thing right out of the gun, right off the shoot, should I say? I guess.
Right.
Is just get it out the system and just go, and then stop, take a break, you know, come back, review, you know, continue to either add or start to edit and thin. Right?
There'll be plenty of time for crafting and
refining. Yeah. Oh yeah, there'll be more than one revision, right?
Right.
All right.
Very good. Well, hey, don't forget to visit us online at mocktheagency.com, of course, and you can find us at Mock the Agency on all the socials as well.
For sure.
And
all right, play us out.
See you next time.